I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Alexa, play WFAN."
Chris McMonagle.
Yes, sir! 7:32, McMonagle with you right here on The Fan. I got you till 11 o'clock taking your phone calls, 877-337-6666. And what the hell are we going to do? Yankee fans. And that's right, we're starting with Yankee fans. Red Sox, Astros in the ALCS, the fifth consecutive ALCS for the Astros. It's a freaking nightmare. And we'll get to all the other stuff. I understand. We got to talk Gruden and, you know, him resigning after these despicable emails come to surface. And the added element of what Tampa Bay is trying to erase the history of Gruden. We'll get into that. Obviously, Kyrie not going to play with the Nets until things change. Either he gets vaccinated or the rules of the land change. But we are going to start with the New York Yankees because it has been a week, one whole week, since my miserable night in Boston. And that's exactly what it was. A miserable night in Fenway, in Boston. I was pumped about it for weeks, and it was a freaking nightmare. And I've had a week. I've had a week of trying to put together my thoughts on what exactly is wrong with this team, what exactly is going on. And while I'm doing that, I got to watch the freaking Red Sox roll over Tampa Bay and that hideous pitching staff, the team that no way the Yankees can beat. Yankees can't beat the Rays. There's no, what's the point of even winning the wild card game? The Yankees can't beat the Rays. Can't beat the Rays. The Red Sox had no trouble with the Rays. And I don't know if the Yankees would have beat them or not, but don't tell me that's some juggernaut the Yankees couldn't dare be in the same building with. And now you watch the White Sox roll over for the Astros as well. And it's an absolute nightmare for the New York Yankees as it's Astros, Red Sox. And I don't know who to root for. I don't know what to do. I'll probably just not watch. Although I love baseball, so I probably will watch. And every single moment will make me sick to my stomach. And I know that's what it's going to make you. And it's absolutely frustrating. And all the noise around it. And I understand you guys want blood. I get it, Yankee fans. You want the manager gone. You want the GM gone. You want everybody associated with this horrible team that dared to win only 92 games and make it to a one-game playoff where they didn't show up and their star pitcher, $36 million man a year in Gerrit Cole, didn't show up. And you want blood for it because they made you miserable all year. It wasn't the cakewalk to the postseason you thought it would. You thought it would be. This was supposed to be a World Series or bust year. I've said it a million times. Everybody has said it. Nobody was supposed to win their division easier than the New York Yankees. If you look at the, you know, they just, obviously Filippone just did his betting show. If you looked at the lines at the beginning of the year, nobody was more favored to win their division than the New York Yankees to start the season. And from the jump, this season felt different immediately. Immediately. And I know you want blood, you want the manager gone, you want Cashman gone, and honestly, it looks like they're not going to be. The longer this takes, the more you hear. Hal Steinbrenner reports are that he doesn't blame Boone. You're getting Boone might be a viable option in San Diego. And you're just waiting for the news. I know you're praying for it. Most of the fan base is praying for the news that both of those gentlemen are gone. Well, they're not. They're probably not going anywhere. And you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it. And I've said a million times, this was a World Series or bust season, and I completely still feel that way. This year was an out-and-out disaster. And if the manager were to lose his job for it, I'd be fine with it. That's how bad this season was. And if Aaron Boone loses his job because of it, then that's the way it goes, because there are expectations when you put on the pinstripes. There are expectations when you're talent-wise and on paper far superior than every other opponent in your division, and you struggle to make a wild card game, and it takes a walk-off win the last game of the year against a Rays team that didn't need anything just to get in that game on the road against a Red Sox team that wasn't supposed to be in your league this year. I get it. But when you look at this season, Aaron Boone is not the problem. I've said it all year long. I'll continue to say it now. Is he a great manager? No, he's not. Is Alex Cora showing what his impact to the Red Sox can be? And I love seeing that from everybody. Oh, keep telling me what a manager can and can't do. Tell me how important a manager is. Because we do live in a world where the manager has become less important. How we realize how important the analytics have been and how they've become, and the Yankees in particular follow it as stringently as the Rays and the Giants and some other teams that have done it very successfully. But the Yankees do follow analytics. And yes, Aaron Boone does get an ideal lineup before every game from Cashman and the analytic department. And we've talked about how minimized the manager position is in baseball and what it's become and how it's really become sort of a message kind of person, someone who deals with the team, make sure he's got all his players back. He's there for the pat on the back and maybe the scream if that's what it indicates. That's what his job is supposed to be. That's what it's kind of become. Someone who can read the room and get the best out of his players. And on that front, I don't know how you could say Aaron Boone got the best of his players, because he didn't. And that's really where it is. And we're going to get to Cashman, and we could talk about how he put this roster together, a roster that only was supposed to win the division quite easily, and a roster that everybody picked to be in the World Series with the Dodgers as a fait accompli. But the fact of the matter is this team, all the players have digressed. You want to look at someone to blame? You can blame Cashman for putting this together. You want to look for someone to blame? You can blame Boone and not the, you know, go for it every night kind of mentality that you expect from a Yankee manager and a Yankee organization, and you don't see it here. But the way this team was put together is the same way many teams are put together with that have been successful here. Let me tell you something. Oh, they got to be more like the Rays. Got to be more like the Rays. Let me tell you about the Rays. They do the exact same thing as the Yankees. They do it with less money, and they do it better. I don't know how. With less money and less talent, they do the same thing the Yankees do, but they do it better. But make no mistake, they are not pulling any sort of unbelievable set of circumstances that the Yankees have failed to catch up to, or that the Yankees don't understand, or they're building a team that does this and the Yankees don't do that. It's nonsense. The Yankees and the Rays are built exactly the same way. They strike people out and they hit home runs. That's what the Rays do. All right, so before you start talking about how they don't belong in the same field with the Rays, they haven't in recent history here. And the Rays have been a far better regular season team, and despite only winning one more game than the Yankees did this year in the postseason, last year we're in the World Series. So they've been a better postseason team as of late with the New York Yankees. But they do the same thing. And I love when you get callers, you call up and you go, well, you know, you got to play more like the Rays, who, you know, play defense and steal bases and don't strike out and put the ball in play. And none of that's true. All right, they're a pretty good defensive team, but they don't steal bases. Nobody does. And they don't put the ball in play. They strike out more than everybody in baseball. They hit home runs. How did the Yankees lose to the Rays last year? Was it bunts and stolen bases, or was it a Rosarena hitting home runs every time he came to the plate? How did the Red Sox beat the Yankees this year? Was it a two-run home run in the first inning off Gerrit Cole? Was it a Schwarber bomb? They play the same game. The Yankees are not fundamentally built incorrectly. I've been saying this from the beginning of the season. I will continue to say it. Yes, they could have been a little bit more balanced. Yes, you'd like to have some guys who are less strikeout, no doubt. There's a different way to go about it, and now we're going to find out if Brian Cashman realizes it and goes after it in a little bit of a different way, which I think he will. But it's not the way the team is built. It's the players. If you look at this team, in 2019, Gleyber Torres hit 39 home runs. He was the next budding superstar. He was a monster in the Minnesota series, and he single-handedly beat them, the Astros, in Game 1. And the talk was, not only is he the best player on the Yankees, better than the injury-plagued Judge, but he's going to be the next young superstar in the game, and he was a useless player for most of the season this year. And you want to tell me the Yankees did it to him by playing shortstop all year? Well, I'm sorry if the Brian Cashman of the New York Yankees didn't know that a struggle at a position would bring his batting to an absolute zero. I didn't know that was in his game. And okay, so you put him at shortstop. You knew he wasn't a good defensive shortstop or a great defensive shortstop, but you thought you could live with it. Maybe he's subpar defensively. You didn't think he would have a 600 OPS. If you go through the lineup on opening day and what they were supposed to be and what they became, there are two guys on the entire team who had representative seasons. Two, Judge and Stanton. That's it. The starting left fielder in Frazier, who everybody wanted to give a chance to. Let's not go back and have 20-20 hindsight. Everybody wanted this guy to be the left fielder, to the point when they signed Gardner again, that was the number one complaint. Oh, it's going to take away bats from Frazier. We want to give Frazier the left field. He's earned it. He played last year in the 60-game season with a chip on his shoulder, and he was fantastic. He was horrible while he played, and now he's been injured to the point you're concerned about his career. We don't even know what's going on with him. I wish him the best. But he was an absolute zero this year. The center fielder was an absolute zero this year. Urshela was hurt practically the entire year at third base. Gleyber Torres has reverted to a useless player. LeMahieu had the worst year of his career practically, and certainly with the Yankees. He was terrible with runners in scoring position. He hit about 100 points less than he did last year, and he had about 55 RBIs. He was terrible this year. Voit missed the entire season. Gary Sanchez had another year of a disaster. This entire lineup couldn't hit. You got to the game the other night, and 4 through 9 were outs. 4 through 9 were outs. You want to get on Boone for that? 4 through 9 were outs. He had no options. They're playing Velasquez at shortstop because they don't have a better option. And as far as Boone goes and what managers do, if you ask anyone, what's the number one thing for a manager? What's the number one indication that you can look at for a baseball manager and how he impacts the games the most? And it's the bullpen. And I'm sure you'll call up and tell me, oh, do you remember the one time he did this? Oh, my God. And do you remember the one time he brought in Chapman in that spot? Oh, and what was he thinking going to Britain here? The fact of the matter is the Yankees had the second best bullpen ERA in the American League. The second best. And that's with Chapman being unable to be used in any sort of tight situation for about 2 or 3 months. And that's with Britton missing the whole season. And that's with Green having the worst year as a New York Yankee. And that's with O'Day, who started off hot, going down and missing the entire season. And he still led them to the second best bullpen ERA in all of baseball, in the American League. Now, I'm not telling you that's because of Boone, but what I'm telling you is you can't tell me he's awful with the bullpen when I just told you how the entire back end of it going into the year, the guys you were supposed to count on most, all were either injured or bad, and he still led them to the best, second best ERA in baseball in the American League and the fourth best overall in Major League Baseball. He had a lineup of, he had an entire team of underachievers and injuries. That's just a fact. So before you're ready to throw Boone out of the building, it's been a bad enough year where I'd be okay with it, but I'm more than happy if Aaron Boone comes back and gets another 2-year contract. I'm fine with it. He was not the problem this year. Much more blame falls on Brian Cashman and this roster, and mainly player development. Because if you look at why the Red Sox are playing in the American League Championship Series, it's because their young superstars have continued to get better. Because Devers knocked in 115 RBIs this year and is a monster at the plate, and you're terrified of him. When he comes to the plate, when Bogaerts comes to the plate, when their guys come to the plate, you're afraid. Besides, when Stanton's hot, no one scares you. Judge at times scares you. He's been he had a very good year, and he came up clutch for the Yankees and hit home runs. But 4 through 9 in that wild card game were automatic outs. And the idea that Cashman has to go, I disagree with. What Cashman has to do is recognize that the core that he put together, the core that in 2016 he traded pieces away to obtain, the core that started in 2017 that went all the way to the ALCS, the core that added Gleyber Torres, the core that has now added Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers in baseball, or at least you like to think he would be. You're certainly paying him that way. This core that Brian Cashman put together, that we all applauded him for in 2016 and 17, that he believed in, is no longer worth believing in. That's the problem. I've defended Gary Sanchez up and down till I'm out of breath and blue in the face. It's time to move on. Gleyber Torres is clearly not your shortstop. You're going to have to figure out players who are more conducive to being healthy during the regular season and more productive in the postseason than Urshela and Voit. There are dramatic changes that need to be done to this team, to this roster. They needed to be done in 2016, and Cashman did it. And we all applauded him. And we looked at this lineup of guys, young, budding superstars, who were in the top three in runs scored every single year, winning 100 games. And the last two seasons, they fallen on their face. And after the 60 games, Brian Cashman told himself that that was just an anomaly and that they would be better this year. And you know what? Most people agreed with that sentiment. But now, having watched it for 162 plus 60, it's time to make serious changes, because they're not as good as the Boston Red Sox, because they're not as good as the Tampa Bay Rays, because they're not as good as the Houston Astros, and they need to be better. But the idea that Brian Cashman is incapable of making those changes, I disagree with. And the idea that Aaron Boone would have been somehow better, or some other manager would have led this Yankee team to more wins than 92 or beyond, you would have to really make a hard case for me, because I look up and down this lineup and I see injuries and underperformers. Just at every single spot but two. And he led a team into a wild card game that had no chance offensively. None. And then they threw out their $36 million man on the mound. And since the sticky stuff and anything else you want to deal with, the hamstring, whatever, they put a guy on the mound that's supposed to win that game for them. That he's supposed to win that game, and he was dreadful and looked scared and didn't want to throw breaking balls and didn't want to throw fastballs in the strike zone to the Red Sox best hitters. And he looked nothing like a man who's supposed to carry you to the ALDS. I understand you could talk about the roster and management and everything else and player development, but the fact of the matter is, this Yankee payroll, when you compare it to other teams and how come they're not as successful, you can look at the players and how they've performed. Look at the players and how they performed. We could talk about coaching till we're blue in the face. The New York Yankees had a team full of injuries and underperformers, and it's time to take this core that we all applauded and that we all thought was going to have a long championship window, and it was going to be full of guys who were going to be lifelong Yankees, homegrown Yankees, that we were all going to love and adore, like the 1998 Yankees and the late 90 Yankees. And this group could not be further from that group. And it's time to move on. That doesn't mean that the people in place are incapable of doing that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.